Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For years, Bridge Guy has been the face of the Delphi murders, the shadowy figure in that short, haunting video, the deep voice down the hill burned into every true crime podcast listener's brain. The state's theory has always been simple. Bridge Guy is the killer. End of story. But here's the problem. No one ever really proved that. Not in court, not in discovery, not in any way that ties that figure directly to the murders. The physical description doesn't match. The gait doesn't match. The height is off by about a foot. And the only thing Richard Allen and Bridge Guy apparently have in common? A jacket. Which, if you've ever been to Indiana or anywhere in the Midwest, might as well be standard-issued winter gear. And there's the unspent round. The piece of evidence the state leaned on like it was a smoking gun, despite the fact that no gun was ever used in the crime. The chain of custody is murky, the photos are incomplete, and the ballistic comparison is, to put it politely, questionable science. And the kind of evidence that makes headlines, but doesn't survive a deep dive. And that's exactly what Bob Mata has been doing. He's joining us to discuss. Let's get in it.
I don't know.
There's a guy that was caught on a videotape when the girls are trying to figure out where to go. And he just goes, yeah, down the hill, you know. And they edited the tape, so the audio plays at the wrong spot for years. And again, why do we think this is the killer? He never went, and he doesn't even look like Richard Allen from what we can tell. Doesn't have the same gait, doesn't have the same build. Other than that, they both own a Carhartt jacket, which is about 95% of people in Indiana.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest, yes. I mean, it's just like, why? What is this? What ties Bridge Guy to the murders other than the fact he was one of many human beings on the trail that day? It just happened that it was their camera that picked it up when he was doing nothing suspicious other than walking. People go for walks by themselves.
The easiest answer is convenience, and it makes a good story.
Oh.
And I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
like the state comes up with a theory based on the evidence that they have. You've got some cops and then you've got a prosecutor that look at it and they come up with a theory.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, early on when they recovered Libby's phone and they found this 46 second video, they're like, oh my God, like that's gotta be the guy that killed her.
Yeah.
Killed the girls, you know? So like that's their mindset immediately. And they operate from that point forward under the mindset that that's the guy.
I also,
you know? And it's like, sorry to interrupt you, but it's like that concept of hearing what you want to hear when you're listening to something. It's like them trying to claim that they hear a gun racking in that video, which I have watched 1 million times.
Yeah.
And they're walking over like those little quartz gravel rocks that they always put on train tracks, sticks, all kinds of leaves, refuse. Yeah. For them to say that that's just you hearing what you need to hear in your mind saying, oh yeah, you're hearing that, because objectively, if you listen to it, there is no way in hell that you can hear any kind of gun racking, and all the other things that they're claiming that they claim at trial that they think that they hear this guy say, you know, is like, it's all debatable, because that concept of hearing what you want to hear is a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, your brain will function that way. And it's just, you know, my biggest takeaway has always been, Tony, that Richard Allen is between 5'4", 5'5". Mm-hmm. When you see this dude in real life, he is the first thing that you're going to say. And I've been saying this for 2 years since the first time I laid eyes on him. It seems like now it's starting to pick up traction. I kept saying, this guy, like the first time I saw him, I literally went, I'm like, holy shit, this guy is tiny. Mm-hmm. Like he stood 5-6 inches shorter than every other male in that entire courtroom. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you were going to say when describing him is he's really short. Mm-hmm. So when you have these people who were the witnesses who testified at trial and who they included in their probable cause affidavit, all giving varying descriptions, none of which come even remotely close physically to describing Richard Allen. But my biggest takeaway is that not one of them, not one person said he was really short.
Yeah.
And like he's that short to where, if you were asked to describe him, that would be the first thing that you'd say about him. He's really short.
Yeah.
Really short guy. I don't like how tall. I don't know. Really short. Like 5'3", 5'4". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one says that. And it's such a distinctive aspect of his physical makeup that I find it impossible that any of these people saw Richard Allen.
Yeah. Now, I agree. It's just another piece. When they presented these things in court, where they're talking about, what is that? Well, that's a gun racking. According to who? You? And where do you have the proof? There were so many things that were just said so factually in court that was like, according to what? Like, what?
Is this your opinion?
Like, I mean, it's just, and I also reject this one too. And I, this is in any way, anything negative towards those girls, but it's the narrative that these girls saw their lives were about to end and they were about to be attacked by this guy, which clearly is not what's happening in the video, that they thought well enough to go and start videotaping him. That's not why they're videotaping. They're videotaping because they're preteen girls and they like to videotape.
And they're snapping. And they're snapping. Doing, you know, they're posting to social media.
They're not sitting there going, that guy's going to kill us. Let's slightly get his picture. Like, no, they're not. That's the last thing on their minds at that moment in time. It wasn't like let's get this so that somebody finds our bodies and we have the killer on camera.
But again, man, that is what the job of a prosecutor is. God. I mean, any trial that you watch, like they're not speaking in what ifs, right? Like when you're watching a trial And the prosecutor saying, this person did this. Mm-hmm. They're pointing at him in court. This person is a murderer. This person committed these heinous crimes. There is no maybes. They come at the jurors with definitives. Mm-hmm. Like everything that we're telling you is gospel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why things like jury instructions are so important, because mm-hmm. those instructions are read to the jurors, they're sent back with them, and they need to understand that that's how lawyers talk. Mm-hmm. Lawyers speak in definitives. They weren't there. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. They're just coming at you with their theory of events as to what happened. And the way that they portray their theory as if it's facts. Mm-hmm. You know, like there is no doubt. My factual scenario, my theory that I have developed here is exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Trust me, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just how lawyers sell the case. Yeah. So, but like, yeah, man, I mean, like, that's why you have cross-examination. That's why you have, you know, trials mm-hmm. to challenge that theory, to say, okay, we know what their theory is. And that's the other reason when you think about how criminal trials operate. The prosecutors, they don't get to hold back on what their theory of the case is. They have to put it out there. And the reason is so that defense attorneys can look at it, mm-hmm. evaluate it, look at the evidence and say, okay, this theory sucks, or this theory is really powerful. And yeah. I think they got it right. Yeah. You know what I yeah. mean? And it's like, this case just is not that, because there's just not enough evidence. And the evidence that they do have, starting with that unspent round, man, is just not the type of evidence that you can put a person in prison for 130 years based on.
I want to talk about that unspent round because, and I don't know if you know the answer to that, but is there any images of this unspent round prior to them getting Richard Allen's gun in their custody?
There is one photograph of it in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then the next photograph of it is in some lab on a counter. So there is no photograph of them picking it up. There's no real chain of custody in terms of photographing. Yeah.
They're not good enough photographs where you can look at it and go, oh, these are the markings. We only saw those photos of the bullet markings after they confiscated Richard Allen's gun.
Correct. Correct.
So to me, this was just seeing everything else as it played out in here, I don't know. I mean, I'd have very little faith in that whole investigation. My thought was, well, yeah, they took their bullet in evidence. They confiscated his gun. They racked it through. Look, it has the markings of his gun.
Right. I mean,
that seems pretty simple to do. I mean, it would take all of three seconds.
In terms of the round itself, the lab looked at the round. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, because we know that it came back inconclusive as to Brad Weber's mm-hmm. weapon. He had the same make and model, same caliber weapon. Mm-hmm. And they came back inconclusive. Now, if you don't have any familiarity with who Brad Weber is, mm-hmm. Brad Weber had a private drive that was to the north side of Deer Creek, which is a little creek that runs under the Monon High Bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay. And his property, where that private drive leads directly to his property. Mm-hmm. Additionally, Ron Logan, I'm not 100% on this, so I don't even want to say it, but I thought I don't know if he had the same caliber weapon, but I know for a fact that Brad Weber's weapon came back as inconclusive. So, mm-hmm. and I know that there was another weapon, and I can't remember if it was Logan's or not, and I don't want to misquote the facts.
Sure.
But there was another weapon that they came back that they had tested that it was inconclusive. So they did have this round, mm-hmm. okay? And the lab had looked at it under a microscope. And so, and they had tried to make some matches. So before they got Richard Allen's weapon, there existed some photographs of the lab work that had been done. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that... are those the same photograph? I don't know. Yeah. That's a much different conversation.
That's where chain of custody comes in. And then you're also relying on who's giving you that information as to, well, was this doctored? You know,
and the motive of the state to get a conviction on a case that's 5 years cold.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is that, like, I don't care what anybody says. And if you ask anybody who's legitimate in terms of that very specious kind of scientific evidence, it's highly challenged these days. Mm-hmm. A lot of courts are starting to turn around and say, you know, it's not the type of evidence that we're going to allow in. Mm-hmm. We can't have people getting convicted on this type of evidence. It's just not sound enough. Yeah. But the bottom line is that she could not reproduce marks that came anywhere near to what she needed to be able to even make a comparison by just racking his weapon.
Yeah.
So what that tells you is that she wasn't able to duplicate those marks with what they're saying happened to that round, which was the gun was racked and it ejected out.
Yeah.
So in order to make an apples to apples comparison, it would have had to have happened when she did that testing. She couldn't get it done. She couldn't get it to make any marks that were visible to her.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't leaving enough in terms of ballistic evidence or tool markings on the round for her to make the comparison. So then ultimately she ends up having to fire rounds. Mm-hmm. When it fires the round, it makes markings that are visible enough under the microscope for her to see. And then she makes the comparison. And you're talking about apples and oranges at that point.
And no gun was used in the crime. When you strip away the drama, you're left with some cold realities, witness descriptions that don't match the defendant, a mystery figure who may or may not even be connected to the crime, and a piece of ballistic evidence that could crumble under scrutiny. And yet, these are the pillars the case was built on. This is what was presented as definitive proof that Richard Allen was guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And if that's the best you've got, you better hope nothing about the chain of custody, the science, or the witness statements gets challenged on appeal, because if they do, the whole thing could topple. While all that's playing out in court, there's something else happening quietly in the background. Richard Allen has been moved again, this time to Oklahoma. Why? Well, that's the next mystery that we're about to unpack in our next state, in our next segment. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. And like I said, press subscribe wherever you're listening to us or watching us so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we cover for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by Sheen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.